2 Chronicles chapter 9. And when the queen of Sheba heard the report of Solomon, she came to test Solomon with riddles in Jerusalem, and she came with a very large retinue, with camels bearing fragrances and gold in abundance, and precious stones. And she came to Solomon and spoke with him about everything that was on her heart. And Solomon answered all her points raised, and nothing was inexplicable to Solomon which he could not tell her. So the queen of Sheba saw Solomon's wisdom, and the house which he had built, and the food at his table, and the seated assembly of his servants, and the standing assembly of his attendants, and their apparel, and his butlers, and their apparel, and his ascent by which he went up to the house of the Lord. And it took her breath away. And she said to the king, "The report which I heard in my country about your affairs and your wisdom was true. But I did not believe those things until I came and my eyes saw them, and it turns out that half the greatness of your wisdom was not told me. You have exceeded the report which I heard. Blessed are your men, and blessed are these servants of yours who stand before you continually, and who hear your wisdom. Blessed be the Lord your God, who has been favourably disposed to you in setting you on his throne as king for the Lord your God, in the love of your God for Israel, by establishing it age-abidingly. And he has appointed you as king over them, to execute justice and righteousness." And she gave the king 120 talents of gold, and very many fragrances and precious stones. And there never was fragrance like this which the queen of Sheba gave to King Solomon. And Huram's servants and Solomon's servants, those who had brought gold from Ophir, also brought almug wood and precious stones. And the king made from the almug wood terraces for the house of the Lord and for the king's house, and harps and lutes for the singers. Never had anything like them been seen before in the land of Judah. And King Solomon gave the queen of Sheba all her desire which she asked for, in addition to what she had brought to the king. And she turned and went back to her country with her servants. And the weight of gold which accrued to Solomon in 1 year was 666 talents of gold, apart from what travelling people and merchants brought. And all the kings of Arabia and the potentates of the land brought gold and silver to Solomon. And King Solomon made 200 shields of alloyed gold. 600 shekels of alloyed gold went in each shield. And he made 300 bucklers of alloyed gold. 300 shekels of alloyed gold went into each buckler, and the king put them in the house of the forest of Lebanon. And the king made a large ivory throne, and he overlaid it with pure gold. And there were 6 steps up to the throne, and the throne had a footstool in gold, which were all attached, and armrests on each side of the seat. And 2 lions stood beside the armrests, and 12 lions stood there on 6 steps, 6 on each side. Nothing had been made like it in any kingdom. And all King Solomon's tableware for drinking was of gold, and all the articles of the house of the forest of Lebanon were of seamless gold. Silver was not regarded in Solomon's days as anything special. But the king had ships which went to Tarshish with Huram's servants. Once every 3 years, the ships of Tarshish came transporting gold and silver, ivory and monkeys and peacocks. And King Solomon became greater than all the kings of the earth in riches and wisdom. And all the kings of the earth would seek an audience with Solomon, so as to hear his wisdom which God had put in his heart. And they each brought their gift, articles of silver and articles of gold, and garments and weaponry and fragrances, horses and mules, an event which took place year in, year out. And Solomon had 4,000 stables for horses, and chariots, and 12,000 horsemen. And he located them in the cities of the chariots, and with the king in Jerusalem. And he was a ruler over all the kings from the river up to the land of the Philistines, and up to the border with Egypt. And the king made silver commonplace in Jerusalem, like stones in their abundance, and he made cedars like the sycamores which are in the lowlands in abundance. And they brought horses to Solomon from Egypt and from all countries. And as for the rest of Solomon's affairs, the first and the last, are they not written in the chronicles of Nathan the prophet, and in the prophecy of Ahijah the Shilonite, and in the visions of Iddo the seer against Jeroboam the son of Nebat? And Solomon reigned in Jerusalem over the whole of Israel for 40 years. And Solomon lay with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David his father. And Rehoboam his son reigned in place of him.